This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's KISW and Metal Shop. Seattle is not a stranger to the Who. You've actually come to KISW before, but welcome back to the Northwest this coming week.
Seattle is a bit very unique place for us because we have been touring across the United States, not always try to stop by Seattle because you guys have the most warmest audience, one of the warmest audience we encounter with, and we always are happy to see our Seattle fans all the time. So we're happy to be back, and thank you so much for saying welcome back.
Absolutely. And this is exciting. This is the first time I've actually done an interview with the international artist with the translator. So that's why if you're listening now and you'll know this is Gala from The Who. So this is that's what you're hearing right now. So first off, how is tour going with Iron Maiden, Gala?
Iron Maiden is one of the most iconic and legendary band of the metal rock industry, and we are so grateful to be part of the Future Past tour. And they gave us such a warm welcome, and they're a very legendary band, and they've been almost doing their 50 years anniversary in coming year. And we have been given such a warm welcome, so much so that whenever we walked through the door or ran into each other on the hallway, we give each other a fist bump. They give us a fist bump, which we think is such an amazing gesture. And they have been showing us warm gestures all across. It has been really positive experience overall.
Curious, growing up, when did you fall in love with hard rock and heavy metal music?
I've studied at the conservatory, the music conservatory of Mongolia. Around my teenage years, there were so much interest going on of rock and roll. It was like the boom. So it happened when I was a teenager and started. So I'm talking about the 2000s. So during our my conservatory years, everybody had their specialty music instrument. For me, it was a horsehead fiddle. But at the same time, because of the boom of the rock and roll around the area, we started picking up modern music instruments, such as, for me, it was the bass guitar. So we formed a little band and used to cover Green Day, Linkin Park, so and so forth. So it, that's how I fell in love with rock and roll and started covering their music and doing a cover.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah, that's how I became rock and roll.
What made you decide to go back to the traditional Mongolian instrument and bring that into heavy metal, because that's so unique?
So during, ever since I was a teenager and started learning about traditional instruments, we always used to, try to test out different sounds, such as trying to cover the Mongolian traditional music into a bass guitar, or vice versa, trying to combine the two and trying to do electric electro music and trying to combine mixing all of those components. And during my studying of that, we used to test those out and trying to increase our skills and test out, because we loved that part of our culture, and at the same time we love modern rock music as well. And I was in a band, traditional Mongolian music band, I was also in, you know, cover band. We were in a different different band, and during all those years, and I was approached by, you know, producer Dashka when I, you know, after gathering all those experience, producer Dashka invited me to test out some music, basically did an audition for this project, if you will.
I'm curious, how do you prepare for one of your concerts with The Who? Do you have pre-show rituals or anything to get your voice, to get you ready?
Yeah, so basically you never stop practicing, if you will, because the throat singing is the main skill that we practice on the Who's music, right? So we do not stop. There isn't like right before ritual, like a show ritual. It is more of like my daily habit of warming my throat, practicing every day, because throat singing requires a lengthy practice. Like I'm talking about decades, or, you know, a couple of decades of practice. So for me, it never stopped. Ever since I've started learning the throat singing, I never stopped. So I guess you could say we do our show practice every day, 365.
On your body, do you have a scar? From any story in your life, tell us the story of how you got a scar on your body.
I have this scar right here on my elbow. There was this new like 500 kuguruk bill. There was so government started printing a new money bill, right? And we were trying to, like, we had this 500 tuk-tuk, which is a lot of money, which is like $5 at the time. And $5 is a lot of money for five-year-old kid. And my brother, like, I have a lot of older brothers, and my older brother is really near to my age. He's almost and like 5 years a difference, but we were fighting for that $5. I remember it hurts a lot, because like I just bumped into this glass table, and that's how much we were trying to get that $500 tuguruk. And at the time it didn't hurt because I got the money, right?
Okay.
But when we went to the hospital, we were, you know, the doctor trying to stitch it up, and it hurt. It stung back then. But yeah, every time I see this scar, it reminds me of that 500 tuguruk bill.
You got the money. You won.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Have a good one, and we'll see you Wednesday, okay?
Thank you. Okay,
bye.
Thank
you. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.